Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Vikidashto. We saw in the previous shiur that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Vikidashto for the Yisrael to be mechabe the Kohen, but not that the Kohen has a schus tzviya. But it would seem that everyone holds like this. In the Tshuvas Maharan ben Baruch, in the new edition, the Siman Kuf Zayin, cited in the Mordechai, in Perakei of Gittin, Ostav Aleph, Marashan Kiddushin, 32b. It's also discussed by Rav Perla in his Biur Lora Sagan Parshas Zion and Moreno of Rabbeinu Zatzal in the Ber Miriam and Chelak Aleph Leperek Beis Halacha Aleph Beis Aleph. The Ikam Al Koin Emchol Al Kavoidoi Kavoidoi Mochul Kmo Harav She Mochul Al Kavoidoi De Raisa Didehu. So if the Koin says I'll be Mochul on my Kavod, his Kavod is Taka Mochul, just like a Rav who's Mochul on his Kavod. He could be Mochul because the Kavod belongs to him. Ain kedushin daflamid beis amid aleph. So kol shekain a koyin that the kahuna is his to be mochel an. Ain b'shulchan aruch arachaim simin kuf chof ches if mem yemu brama shekosav that mahani mechilas koyin that the mechil of the koyin is effective. The Bir Agwa writes that's not like the Rambam in the Sefer Hamitzvos. Who writes, Sham mitzvah filu im yimano, even if he refuses it, you still do it, you still have mekadesh him. And he brings the lashon of the sifri, that vikidashto is baal korcho, and Mr. Rambam writes, Atzon olomar ki zetziwi nitztavenu boi ve'inu bibechiras ha-koyein. This is a commandment that we have been commanded, and it's not for the kohen to choose. B'chein amru kedoshim yu leleikeyem al korchom, against their will. So based on what we explained, indeed, Shitas HaRambam is that the gather of the mitzvah is, as we saw in Klei Mikdash, that it's for us to be Mekadesh, the Kohen, and it's not for him to be Moichel, it's not a din v'schus shel Kohen, the din adidon, it's our choiv, it's our obligation, it's our din. And the Rambam compared this to what it says in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam compares this to what it says, Kedoshim Yiyu Baal Kolcheinu. It's against whether they like it or not. In other words, they're muftal with the mitzvah to separate them. So that's Beinim Sai if they want, Sai if they don't want, it doesn't matter. And so too, the mitzvah of Vikidashto, that we have to sanctify them, not only do they have to make sure to remain holy, like we see in Yevamos Peches, Stefano, that we force them not to take forbidden women, etc., and to become Tamei Meis, so too, we also are Mekadesh them, whether they like it or not, that we give them cover, we're Mavdil them. Shekeinu mitzvah Abdullah didan, ba'oisei din Abdullah shishno ala kohanim atzmi, uvadei lav ditu, v'lesa v'mechilas, nishke mechila, on our din, just like the no mechila, the coin can't say, I'm resigning from the kahuna. I was once on the Long Island Railroad, and I met a gentleman who told me, yeah, I'm a coin, but I resigned. What do you mean you resigned? I married a divorcee. And that doesn't really fly. Can't resign. So there's no resigning. There's no, according to the Rambam, being Moichel on his covet. But apparently the Maharan ben Baruch's Havana is, Shita is, She'ein ha-mitzvah inyan lehavdala el l'chiyuv kovod lahem. He apparently holds that it's a mitzvah of covet, like the chiyuv covet to a Talmud Chacham and a Melech. And that covet is his. Rak l'melech lo idomi. It's not like a Melech, but... It's like a rov, mochel al kavoido, kavoido mochel, as Maharan ben Baruch is mevar over there, and therefore his mechila is effective. And therefore, the shita that we saw in Tosfos is telling us a big chiddush that when you snatch from the kohen, when you snatch the kohen's mitzvah, when you snatch the kohen's aliyah. You don't have to pay the Aser Zehuvin. Why? Because he has no schus tviya. If somebody snatches the coin, if somebody calls up for coin, somebody else snatches the mitzvah, non-coin snatches the mitzvah. You don't have to pay him the Aser Zehuvin. Why not? Because it's not his schus to be toiveya. So Mimela, you don't have to pay him. And that's the Chiddush, Lafuke Midas Amar Ben Baruch, that it is his, that it is his. And therefore he could be Moichel on it, and therefore if you take it away from him, so you'd owe him money. So that would be then the machlokas here between these Rishonim. And there's an afkamina the maisa b'koin she'enoi oise maisa amcho. Let's say you have a koin who's not oise maisa amcho, who's not, doesn't act properly as a Jew should act. Are you chayev to be mechabed him? Birke Yosef oire chayim simen kuf chof ches. And the shirei bracha and sif katan dalet brings bepshitus mea sefer yad aaron she'enoi chayev the Chabdai. But a Kohen is not Moise Maisa Amcha, you don't have to be Mechabit him. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samech Tes is Mefakpek Baze. Nevertheless, his Maskana is that Kohen is no more than Kibud Ov. She'enoi Chayev Be'enoi Oise Maisa Amcha. Mitzad Sheni Ayin Shav in the Minchas Chinuch Reish Samech Tes. Mitzad sheni in the prima godim, in his psicha le simen kuf lamed he, pashut lo, sheyeshnu chiyuv ze gam b'rosho. For him it's pashut that this chiyuv applies even to a rosha. So based on what we said, indeed, ladas hamaram, sadku divrei abilke yosef v'amincha schinuch. According to what the Maram says, then the Birka Yosef and the Minchas Chinuch are correct. And if he's not Oisem Maisa Amcha, then he has no rights. He loses his rights. He had a Chiyuv Kavod and he lost it, just like a parent who's Ein Oisem Maisa Amcha, according to those who hold that he loses his rights. It's a Chiyuv Kavod. But according to the Rambam and Tosfos that we saw in the previous year, since it's not a chi of kavod, it's a chi of havdala ide ma'isa shel kavod. So he's still a koin amuv dal ba'avoda, whether he's an oisa ma'isa amcha or not. So l'chore, there's a chi of havdala vis-a-vis this person. It's a machai of ma'isa shel kavod. Mehai taim eloi kosha ma'ashe hikshe bebilke yosef sham. Al divrei. Rabbeinu Peretz shem Mordechai. שהכיח מהוד העבד עברי, כהן נרצו, שיוכל הכהן, למחול על וקידשתוי. The Gemara discusses whether you do ritzi on a coin, it's going to make a mum for him. Mehechitesi, that a coin's an evid, what about vikidashto? What are you discussing if you do ritziya, if you bore a hole in his ear? He's a coin. What is he working in the first place for? How did he get there in the first place? Vikidashta. So the answer is Pashat, according to what we're saying. They were talking about a Ganav, a Nimkar B'Gnei Vasoi. He's not an Oisem Maisa Amcho. So that's what the Birkei Yosef asks, and what the Mordechai brings to prove that he could be Moichel. And it's Vikidashta, because you see that he's working as an Eved Ivri. So he asks, Ma Pitom, what's the Raya? He's a kind of a Nimkar B'Gnei Vaso, and he's not an Oisa Maisa Amcha. And this is Lashitosoi. There ain't an Oisa Maisa Amcha, there's no Chiyuv. Based on what we said, and hopefully we're going to see this more at a future juncture, the Yisoid HaChiyuv is Machmas Havdalah. And therefore there's a Din of Vikidashta, even if he's Eino Oisa Maisa Amcha. Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaMaharam Shokhiach Es Dvarov, and we see in the Sugya in the Gittin Daf Nantes Amid Beis that we need to come on to the reason of Darkei Shalom. When a Kohen gets the first Aliyah, you know it's Doi Raisa from Vikidashtoi. If he wants to be Cholei Kovod L'Rabo L'Misha Godol Mimenu Shemitzad Vikidashto, it's Mutter. And it's only Aser Al Darkei Shalom. Because there are many people there, it's going to bring to a fight. So therefore, don't be machal. So you see that in principle, if not for the reason of Darkei Shalom, in that context, he could be machal. And the Mordechai brings from Rabbeinu Simcha, who holds that he can't be Moichel. And there in Gittin, it's talking about where he's Moichel to somebody who's greater than him. But in general, he can't be Moichel. Let's see what it says in the Birkei Yosef, in the Shiurei Bracha. Sifkat Dalet, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. And there he writes, Adarabba, mid mevuach sham shimrotz, shimrotzo, rashoi rak lemi shegadol mimenu, mevuach din loiken loy mahani mechila. So if he wants to, he can only give it to somebody greater than him. We see that otherwise, mechila is not effective, so you can't have mechila. Ayin sham, and in the the Russian Gittin, the tour, the Basiyas, the Bach, the Drishas, and Koflamid, hey. But the Chor, it's still hard to understand. If the Biur is that there's no Vikidashto, like Abi Misha Gadol Mimenu, why is it Talui in whether he wants to? If there's no vikidashto, if the person is gadol mimenu, then why is it taluy in his ratzon? Even without his ratzon to be malchut, there's no chiyuv at all. And if there is a chiyuv, then what does the mechila help? The shita is that it's not taluy in the ratzon of the kohen. So Maman of Shach, what's pshat that he's malchut to somebody greater than him? If there's no din of ikidashto, then it does not tolle in ratzo lo ratzo. There's no din of ikidashto. And if there is a din of ikidashto, then how does mechila help? According to those shitas, that it's not tolle in the ratzo of the coin to be mochel. This is discussed in the Sefer Torah for fallen simin yir alaf ayin shem. So based on what we explained, we can say is phallos. Since, according to those shitas, the inyan is not in the etzem hakavod, in other words, that it's not telling his ratzon whether to be mochel. Ein inyan be etzem hakavod shekav yachol magia l'koyein. That's why you're giving him the kavod, because magia lo, no. But rather, ikaro hu b'hanagam itzad noisein hakavod. The issue is the anhag of the one giving the kavod. That when giving the kavod to the kohen, mavdil hu bazeh es hakohen, he's separating the kohen and he's mamed him b'dalga gvoa, shel mishum miyuchad la'avodes hakorbanos, and he is establishing him at the plateau of somebody who is unique, who's set aside, who's special for avodes hakorbanos. So kol shem mitzido noisin hu, ezel hakohen, el shakohen mitzido noisin hu, sakavod l'mishagadol mimenu. Miskayemes bezem mitzvah Yisrael. He gave the kavod. What does it matter? Afterwards, he wants to give it to someone else. That's his prerogative. But you gave him the kavod. You gave it to him. It doesn't matter whether or not he received it. You gave it to him. You were mavdil him. And that's all. That's all that's necessary. Just if the makabo from the coin isn't gadol mimenu, the very fact that somebody made a bracha, who's not gadol mimenu, made the bracha in front of the kohen, this can be interpreted as a lack of recognition of the greatness of the kohen, of the uniqueness of the kohen. Vis-a-vis his being special for avodas hakarbanos, and it is therefore against the chiyuv havdala legedula. If he gives it to somebody who's not greater than him, then it looks like he's not special for the karbanos anymore. If we give him the kavod and he gives it to somebody gadol mimenu, so we gave him the kavod and he gave it to somebody even greater. So we were showing that he's special for the Karbanos, and he also thinks he's special for the Karbanos. He knows that, but it's not a pagam in his being special for the Karbanos, but he just wanted to give the bracha to somebody greater. But if the guy isn't as great as him, then it's mamash a priestess in the Kohen. It looks like he's not special for Karbanos. So then it doesn't help that we try to be mechabed him. And that's why yes, he can give it to somebody greater than him. And yet we're still makayim the mitzvah v'kidashto. We're makayim the mitzvah v'kidashto because we are mechabed him. And his ratzon is effective if the person is greater than him. Because we did it, we said, mitzidena, we did our obligation, we fulfilled our obligation. We're showing that he's unique for the Karbanos, and he's allowed to give it to somebody greater than him because of the aliyah. Because that doesn't show that we lack a recognition for his greatness. We're showing that he's great, he's a Kohen, he's special, and he's saying, Beseder, but this isn't the Karbanos, this is a bracha. So I'm giving it to somebody who's greater than me. But we did our job. Hashem came when he gives it to somebody not as great as him, and it really doesn't look good. It looks like we don't recognize his greatness. We're giving the aliyah to someone else. Somebody else is getting the aliyah, not the Kohen. So we're not doing our v'kidashto job. So, with this, we can answer the Kasha the Maharsha. So that's not, you can see what Rabbeinu says in the Tila David and Simon Hay. And Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we're going to get to the famous Hama with the Maisa, with the one who was Yotzeik Mayim, and Rabbeinu Tam, the coin who was poured water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands. And the famous Rabbeinu Peter, one of my favorite names of Balei Tosfos, Peter, Rabbeinu Peter. And it's Hashem, not my favorite in the sense that I think it's a good thing to name his son Peter, but in the sense that I think it's sort of funny that a Heilige Balei Tosfos has such a name, sort of incongruent with his status. Not his fault, that was the name he was given. Upon him, there have been Negedola Yisrael in the later generations whose names were, Stanley or Robert or whatever it may be. You know, the people born in America were given English names, sometimes by their parents, even though they end up being great Talmidei Chachamim. But in America, people give English names, even though a lot of times not even called by it. And there were even great Rosh Yeshivas who were called in their youth by their English names. So that's already another topic. Upon him, it's Hashem, we still have a Sachvas Tzureden, Sharbe Arbe Maladaber. So please stay tuned, and we will see many more Neflos B'Linader in this Sugi Mitaris Hashem, and other Sugis as well. God should just give us the strength, the Simchas Chaim, and the Mekoyach and the Moyach. Hopefully we'll be able to proceed. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.